Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the ninth parak of Masechet Zedarim, and we are up to Parak Tes, Mishnah Beis. So another machlok is between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim about nolad, about being posech b'nolad, meaning something changes that didn't exist before. Is that a valid Pesach? V'oram Rabbi Elazar, poschen b'nolad. That is a valid Pesach, according to Rabbi Elazar. Something changed, and that would have, and had you known that this change was going to happen, you never would have taken the neder. That's a good Pesach. V'cham most, and the Chachamim say, no. Ain poschin benolad. A person, that which happens later on is not a valid form of Pesach, because the whole idea of finding a Pesach is if you would have realized this at the time of the neder, would you have taken the neder? It has to be something that existed at the time of the neder. But if it's something that didn't exist at the time of the neder, then that's not a valid form of Pesach. So Ketzad, what's an example of nolad? Amar konam sheni nana lishploni. Person says that I'm not going to benefit. I'm not going to have any Hanoah from this guy, Vinasa Sofer, and then that guy went and became a Talmud Chacham, and now you want to utilize his knowledge, Atshei Amasi, Oshei Amasi Espino Bekarov, or he was about to marry off his son, and the person who made the neder wants to be able to join at the wedding, he wants to be able to participate in the wedding, V'amar, and the guy who made the neder says to the Chacham, Ilu Yisirdei Ashu Nasa Sofer, if I would have known he would have been a Talmud Chacham, Oshu Amasi Espino Bekarov, or that he's soon going to make a party that the whole town is invited to. Lo hisi noda, I never would have taken the net there. The person takes the net that I'm not going to enter this house. V'nasa b'saknasas, and then that house is turned into a shul. V'amar ilu yisi yodei shunasa b'saknasas yisi noda. And he says, if I would have realized it was going to be a shul, I never would have taken the net there. I need to go to shul like everybody else. Rabbi Elazar matar v'cham mosrim. So in those cases, Rabbi Elazar says that is a valid form of Pesach, and the Chacham say no, it is not a valid form of Pesach because these things are nolad. They are new things that existed. Rabbi Elazar has based on a pasuk that you're allowed to be posech v'nolad, and the chachamim disagree with Rabbi Elazar's interpretation of that pasuk. Now we move on to Mishnah Gimel. So the Mishnah has a machlokas where both sides agree in principle that nolad is not a pesach, but one side of this machlokas says that an unexpected change can be a pesach in very limited circumstances. So everyone in this Mishnah is going to be assuming, like the Shita in the last Mishnah, that ain poschin b'nolad, like the Chachamim, but the question is there an exception to the rule? So yesh rom shehin k'nolad ve'einon k'nolad. There are things that seem like they're nolad, but they're not quite like nolad, meaning there are cases where a change happened, but still it's a valid Pesach. Ve'ein cham modem lo. But the Chachamim do not agree with Rav Meir when Rav Meir says yesh rom shehin k'nolad ve'einon k'nolad. Ketzad, what's an example? I take it now that I'm not going to marry so and so because her father is an evil man. So Amrlo Meis Osha Asa Tshuva, and they tell him he died or he did tshuva, so you have nothing to worry about. I won't go in that house because they have a bad dog, a dangerous dog, or a dangerous snake in that house. So Amrlo Meis Akelav Shenar Kanachash. They say, oh no, the dog died or the snake was killed. Harein Kanolad Vein Kanolad. So that's like Kanolad because it was an unexpected change that happened after the nether was taken, but we don't treat that like nolad. That's a valid form of Pesach, because in your neder you said the reason for your neder, and it's clear that reason no longer applies. But Chacham do not agree with Rabbi Meir. They don't view that as... they don't view the neder as hinging on the reason that you gave for it. So it's just like a regular case of nolad. So Rav Meir holds that the person, it's as if the person said, made a tanai in his neder, or a zman for his neder, that my neder is only going to be chal so long as that father is evil, or so long as that dog is in that house. Whereas the Chacham say, no, you just took the neder for an open-ended period of time, forever, and you just happen to have explained yourself, but that doesn't take away its status as nolad. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Beis, we said that Rabbi Elazar says that poschim b'nolad, and the Chacham say we are not poseach b'nolad. And we said an example of that is you take a neder that you're not going to get hanor from a certain guy, then he becomes a talmud chacham, or he marries off a child and invites everyone to the wedding, and you say, if I would have known he'd be a talmud chacham, or he's going to be making a big party, I never would have taken the neder. So that's nolad. Or you say you're not going to go into a certain house, then it becomes a shul, and you say, if I would have known it would have been a shul, I would not have taken that neder. first, Rav Elazar says it's a valid Pesach, and the Chum say it's not a valid Pesach. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we said, even if you assume that you cannot be Pesach b'nolad, Rav Meir says there are certain nolads that you can be Pesach with. For example, if you say that I'm taking this neder not to marry this woman because her father is evil, and then the father either dies or does tshuva, or I'm not going to enter this house because there's a terrible dog or a dangerous snake in that house, and then the dog or the snake dies, so Rav Meir would say that even though that's nolad, we don't treat it like nolad and it's a valid Pesach. And the Chum say, no, it's nolad, and therefore it's an invalid Pesach. Okay, Belshem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet.